Are you next? Please, come take a seat over here. I haven't seen you in a while. It's a good thing you came back. This mop on your head could seriously use a trim, so I'm glad you're here. Let me just get this smock over you before we start. So, are we cutting this to a short, manageable length like we always do? Good, okay. You're gonna look so handsome when I'm done with this monstrosity you call a hairdo. No, come on. I'm just kidding. Well, not about the handsome part. I'm gonna make you look great. So tell me, how are things with you? Nothing out of the ordinary? Yeah, story of my life. Sometimes I can't help but think of all my days are blurring into one, you know? It's like every day, just the same endless stream of people sitting down, telling me all their problems while I listen and nod. Oh, and don't get me wrong, I don't hate my customers. I absolutely love them. But sometimes it feels like I'm more of a counselor than a hairdresser. Never quite had that problem with you. You're always content to sit there and listen. You have to actually be one of my most quiet customers. It's kind of cute. Just tilt your head forward, please. Thanks. Oh my gosh. I'm getting hair all over you. Let me get that for you, okay? What's this? Oh my god, are you? Oh, no, it's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's perfectly natural for this to happen. I'm sure you're just daydreaming, got a little too lost in your thoughts, and, well, before you knew it, you were pitching a tent. Unless... No, that wouldn't happen. You wouldn't get hard over me, your hairdresser, right? Well, I'm sorry if I don't really know how to react. I don't normally get customers popping boners while I cut their hair. Although, maybe we could have some fun together and liven up our mundane lives. Do you think you'd be able to jerk yourself off for me? I mean, you've got a smock covering you, and everyone else is too busy to notice. Okay, good, but before we get started, I want to lay down some fun ground rules. If you're going to jerk your cock, you're going to do it my way. So, as long as you're sitting in that chair, I own you, and you will address me as mistress. And every time I give you an instruction, you're immediately to reply, "Yes, mistress." Is that clear? Good boy. Already so eager to obey. Okay, now start rubbing your cock through your pants. No jerking, just stroking just yet. That's it. I want your hard cock straining against your pants. You're starting to look a little uncomfortable there. How about you just go ahead and pull your cock out for me? But I just want you to use your fingertips to massage the head. Don't touch the shaft. Unless, of course, you want me to punish one of my cutest customers. Oh, would you like some styling gel? I think my bottle's really empty, running on low. I'm just gonna pop into the back really quick and get one. I'll be right back. Keep rubbing. I want that cock throbbing for me when I get back. Here it is. Did you have a certain style in mind? No worries. I got you covered. I'll work my magic. Hold out your hand. Oops! Oh, I got it all over your hand. I'm so sorry about that. I'll rub that on your cock. Don't worry, it's not actually hair gel. Oh, you want to know what it is? Well, let's just say the idea of you getting hard in my salon made my panties very wet. And now my pussy juices should be dripping down that stiff shaft that's begging to be stroked. I want you to take your fist and place it at the top of your cock and slowly stroke all the way down to your balls and imagine your hand is my wet pussy swallowing every inch of your cock. Imagine what I'd sound like with you inside me. How loud your mistress would get when a big hard cock pounds her tight cunt. Start choking softly, not too quickly. I wouldn't want anyone to find out what we're doing right now. I do have to admit that I love this. You sitting in my chair, stroking in this crowded salon with all these people so close to us. The only thing standing between you and public embarrassment is that tiny piece of cloth. All the while, you are completely and totally at my mercy, and I find that just so very sexy. Why don't you speed up for me a little bit? Now, you've got to try to hold in all of those delicious little sounds you're letting out. As sexy and cute as they are, we can't let anybody in our secret now, can we? I wonder how many times you've checked me out before. Have you gotten hard every time I cut your hair? And I didn't even realize it. No, I don't mind. If I turn you on, then by all means, look as much as you want. Start choking your cock faster. While you're at it, show your balls some love and massage them for me. I can make you do just about anything right now, couldn't I? I know you love it. I know you love the feeling of obeying a woman like me. I don't even have to yell or scream. Knowing that you'll make me happy is all the motivation you need to obey. And you do want to obey and make me happy, don't you? I think we should test just how submissive you would be for me. Stop stroking your cock now. Good boy. You've made me very happy. So happy, in fact, that I'll let you come. You can keep stroking my good, obedient boy. Now I'm going to count down from 10. And when I reach 1, I want you ready to explode. 10, 9, 8, 7. Joking. Hurry up. Get your hand off your dick.
Hey! Are you heading off so soon? No, I'm gonna finish him up, stay here a bit longer, and, you know, I'll catch up with you later. Alright, I'll see you later. Bye! Oh, what's with that look?
Oh, did my little jerking slave nearly have his orgasm ruined? That must have been maddening to be right on the edge of releasing all of that cum only to be denied. Don't worry. If you start choking for me again, I'll start the countdown. Just like that. Harder. Faster. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Halfway there. 4. Three. Remember, you only come when I say. Two. One. Come for me. Come for me. Show your mistress what a good boy you are. Come, come hard. Good boy.
I think we're done. You're looking very handsome compared to when you walked in. Let me brush you off. And you might want to take this towel. Just wipe up any stray hairs I may have left on you before you head out. Okay. I think we're all set. There you are. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you back in, 6 weeks? All right. You're welcome. Bye.